Well, you know, I really do feel that, the continuity, the consistency in the receiving core is there, obviously. We got 1 year under our belt, so this year makes it a lot better. But we're working hard. You know, there's room for improvement. We got a new quarterback, so he's got to get acclimated to our receivers. The timing and all the execution has to be a part of one thing. But so far, so good.
You got some young people out there. I want to start with the newest Brown, Josh Gordon, who's so physically impressive, Mike, just watching him work out there. And I know he's learning as he goes along, but the first thing that jumps out at you is how big he is, how strong he is, but how fluid he is.
Oh, yeah. He's a very talented guy that we were lucky to get in the supplemental draft. We thought we'd get a receiver in the first round in this previous draft, and it didn't happen. We ended up picking up an excellent quarterback. So I'm happy with his addition. He is very big. He's physical. Reminds me of Larry Fitzgerald when he came out, and also an Andre Johnson. So, he will, once he gets it, will kind of dominate and really can take advantage of corners because of his just size and physical presence.
Just watching him out in practice today, the one moment where he had the contact with Joe Hayden, and that was like, wow. And Joe's an outstanding cornerback, but yeah, the physical size that he has, he used to his fullest advantage.
Yeah, he's definitely a physical specimen, and the thing is, just like Greg Little last year coming in, a young player, really didn't play 4 years of college, so the upside is tremendous. Guys like that have such potential, and, you don't want a guy who's plateaued, but he's only going to get better. And I think that's the whole case with the receiving corps right now.
Now, as a matter of kind of learning things, because this guy did not have the benefit of the offseason program, so both from a physical conditioning standpoint, he's been away from football for more than a year, and then a learning standpoint, right? How does that come along, and how much can you sort of force feed him so that he gets up to speed as quickly as possible?
Well, we're definitely got the accelerator on, a foot on the accelerator, but, at the same time, it's got to be patient. You want patience. You want a guy to build confidence and understanding of the system, and eventually it will happen. I mean, I've seen it in the past, so, we just got to be patient with him. And speaking of young guys, Travis Benjamin is another young guy we drafted this year who's been under the radar a little bit, but I tell you what, he's having an excellent camp. He's shown his speed. He's caught the ball well, learned the system. I mean, he's going to be a great addition to us also.
You anticipated my next question. Yeah, watching Travis out there, I think he's been, in my opinion, the most impressive of your receivers. It's like every day consistently, getting open, catching the ball. Looks like he's made great strides, too, since the offseason workouts.
Oh, yeah. You really look at the two new receivers, and you look at we got a big physical guy, and then, of course, we got Travis, who, to me, was the guy we had earmarked as just a true speed guy. But I tell you what, now he's come out in OTAs and now minicamp, and has really surpassed our expectations in his ability to be more than just a guy who stretches the field vertically. He can catch the route, go over the middle, is not scared to get hit. I mean, he's really is a great surprise for me.
Now, how about some of the other receivers? Of course, Greg Little, a guy who in his second year, and looks like he's changed himself around physically, just seems to be an impressively put together in terms of that. How has that been translating to what he's been doing on the field?
Greg is a lot quicker, a lot faster. Greg came in last year as a rookie at 232, 231. Now he's down to 216, 218. So that to me tells me he committed himself in the offseason to working out, getting in the best possible shape. He had, Greg took every snap last year this time at training camp. Now he's, not a veteran, but still he knows the system. And now it's a matter of him and the quarterback getting in sync and him just executing. But I think he's out to prove that he's as good as we think he can be and want to have a great year this year.
With two big guys like Gordon and Little on your team, there are different ways, I guess, you can utilize them to have them on the field at the same time. I've noticed Little has spent a good amount of time in the slot.
Yeah. Well, Greg played that last year for us quite a bit, and so that's nothing new. I think we talk about Gordon, we talk about Little, we talk about Benjamin. Then there's a guy who's having the best camp out of everybody this year, Mohamed Massaquoi. He's been consistent. Caught the ball well, came in camp in shape, down to 204. So, I'm excited. These guys are understood that, last year at 4-12 is not good enough. What are you going to do differently? And, you can only control what you can control. And these guys came in camp in great shape and great mindset and are working hard to make this team a winner.
Mike Wilson, the Browns receivers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we are at training camp. And Mike, you mentioned Mohamed Massaquah, and I think of the pride of all these players who were on this team last year. This was a much maligned position. This got a lot of flack, mainly, I guess, from the standpoint of people not only being critical of the performance of the players, but also saying, hey, what did the team do to even get better there? Now, we know since what the moves have been made in draft, supplemental draft, but overall, it seems to me like you've maybe had an advantage as a coach, that pride, that burning pride thing to prove people wrong works to your advantage, doesn't it?
I think with Mohamed in particular, you know, you look at his situation last year, coming in with a foot injury, did not take a snap in training camp, really just got ready for the season opener, then had a couple of concussions that were unfortunate, and then had his foot flared up a little bit, so he really didn't get in a groove or in good shape or good form last year, was kind of in and out. And so this year, you know, I say just forget about last year. It's one of those situations that happened. But I tell you, he's come back with rejuvenated, with a nice attitude. And I tell you what, he's made plays and has been very consistent out there.
Who are some of the guys in this group who've been somewhat under the radar? Who else should we be looking at that maybe has caught your attention? There's guys who, whatever category we put them in, but that are getting noticed in a good way.
Right. You know, Josh Cooper's come in as a young man from Oklahoma State. We also have Rod Windsor, who was from last year. You know, unfortunately for Carlton Mitchell, he's had a calf pull, so he's not even out there right now. But, you know, then we got some younger kids who are working hard. You know, preseason really dictates a lot for young men. But I think Cooper and Rod Windsor are going to be guys who are going to compete. And, of course, Jordan Norwood is somebody we failed to talk about, but he – you know, he made plays for us last year, so I'm not forgetting the fact that, you know, he has a slight back problem right now, so he's just working himself back. But, Jordan Norwood is a very quick, smaller athlete, but hoping that he'll get it back in good form and get going. And, of course, Josh Cripps has had his back injury too and really hasn't had as many reps. So, compared to last year, I mean, we're loaded. I mean, we're six deep, and hopefully the competition's there to make guys really come out and practice hard every day.
Do you also see the synchronization between these players and a new guy throwing them the football in Brandon Whedon? I mean, I know they have Colt throwing to him and Seneca throwing to him, but Whedon being that guy getting those first reps, talk about that process of getting the timing down with him with a new guy.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, you know, that will play itself out with the quarterback, but obviously Brandon's getting a lot of reps with the first group, and it's important that he understands Mo and Greg and everybody and you know, Benjamin. You know, the way they run routes, and because there's little subtleties, but I think the timing is what's important, and we're, you know, that's why we practice training camp, and we got a couple more weeks before we start, you know, September 9th. So it will all work itself out, but I think it's been really good that he's been here. Didn't miss any training camp because of contract. Was here for the OTA. So, you know, I think we're doing the best we can to try to get the passing game up and going.